The first reading is the alternate reading of the Psalms from Luke chapter 1, verses 46b to 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for you, Lord, have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you, from generation to generation. You have shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. You have come to the aid of your servant Israel to remember the promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. The second reading comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 24. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this.
Our gospel reading this morning is from John chapter 1, verses 6 to 8 and 19 to 28. The Holy Gospel according to John. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is a testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of our Lord. Today we celebrate the third week of Advent. It is also called the Gaudete, meaning rejoice, in Latin. In this time or season of Advent, we wait. We wait in anticipation. We wait in joy for the light of Christ that continues to enter into our world. Through our faith, we are witnesses to that light, and it enables and enlivens us to live into the light of Christ through loving others as we are loved. Our readings today introduce us to other witnesses of Christ's light in the world. Last week in our gospel reading from Luke, we were introduced to John the Baptist in his role as a baptizer and messenger. This week, we meet John again in the Gospel of John, but this time his role is that of a witness. John 1, verses 7 to 10 states, "He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. In our reading this morning, the Jewish authorities were concerned about the identity of this man who was in the world, but yet the world did not know him. Was it John himself, the one he had spoken of? So they sent some priests and Levites to find out just who John really was. And I had to smile when John answered the priests and Levites, because he did not answer the question. He replied with who he was not. John evidently is a lot like Jesus. He does not like to give straight answers. John was not the Messiah. He was not Elijah, even though he dressed just like him. And he was not a prophet. John proclaimed that he was sent forth as a witness to point the way towards the Son of God, to point the way towards Jesus, the light within a dark and broken world, a light that would not be overcome. He was not a prophet, but his words were prophetic. He spoke in truth and humility. Our alternate reading of the psalm this morning is the Magnificat, or Mary's song, where Mary sings her praise and joy to God. The Magnificat is the longest set of words spoken by a woman in the New Testament, an unmarried, pregnant teenager at that. I want to let that sit with you for just a few moments. The longest set of words in the New Testament were spoken by an unmarried, pregnant teenager. The fact that God chose Mary speaks to who God is in our world. It speaks to the grace and mercy of a loving and just God in our world. Now, Mary was a witness as well. She was a witness to God's unconditional love in the world when she was visited by the angel Gabriel and told that she was highly favored in the eyes of God and that she would bear a son and name him Jesus. She was touched by the divine power and presence of God. This humble, teenage, unmarried woman is carrying the light of the world in her womb. Like John, Mary was a true servant of God. Her soul magnified the Lord, and her spirit rejoiced in God, her Savior. Mary sang of the love and justice that God has for the world, in showing God's strength, in showing God's mercy and love for those who are oppressed. In antiquity, more than 97% of the population lived in extreme poverty. Mary's song of praise spoke right to them. It spoke of a complete trust and hope in God so that all could enjoy the goodness that God provides. Can you imagine hearing these words of hope from an unmarried, pregnant teenager? Would you have believed them? That is the radical love and presence of God in our lives. That is God turning the world upside down and inside out with God's love. I mentioned last week that we as Christians are called to be messengers of God in the world. We are called to love our neighbor. We are called to tell of our love for God to one another. But we are also called to be witnesses of God in our world today. We are called to share our stories of how God has worked in and around our lives, testifying to the light of Christ. We are called to be in relationship with one another. We are called to be in community with one another in an increasingly individualistic and consumer-driven world. In witnessing to the light of Christ, we confess that we are stronger together when we work together, when we nurture one another in care and love, despite our differences. We are stronger together as witnesses when we act humanely towards one another, offering compassion and justice so that all can live in the light of Jesus Christ. When we bear witness to the light of Christ, the darkness in our world becomes brighter. We grow in faith and understanding, and we live in the sure and certain hope of things to come. So on this third Sunday of Advent, let us proclaim the greatness of our God. Let us love one another as we have been loved. Let us continue to be witnesses to all that God has done and continues to do in our world through the birth, life, death, and resurrection of God's only Son, Jesus Christ. Let us be brave and courageous, like the witness of Mary and John, using our voices and our actions to spread the light of Christ in a weary world with joy, justice, and praise. Amen. Our hymn of the day is "My Soul Proclaims Your Greatness." It is found in the ELW on page 251.